This is zombies breaking down your back door. This is The Way the World Ends, a random fanfic featuring members of My Chemical Romance, written and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G, contains the zombie apocalypse, and so off-screen character death, and, you know, major character death. Also the pairing Frank Iero, Ray Toro, and hugs.
You go to our favorite place and try to say goodbye
Years ago, Frank would have laughed if you'd asked him about surviving the zombie apocalypse. Laughed and watched with a smile as G and Mikey started talking about Dawn of the Dead. Maybe would have been a little shit and thrown in some 28 days later to get the two of them really going. Ray would have slung an arm around his shoulder on the couch and tossed out some quote from Shaun of the Dead just to antagonize the brothers way along with Frank. Hell, some interviewer probably had asked him exactly that at one point or another. It wasn't exactly a secret that the guys from My Chemical Romance had a fondness for the shambling undead. His answer would have probably been something like, "Yeah, I'm gonna need a baseball bat, a chainsaw, my iPod, my backpack, and a flamethrower." And the conversation would have moved on to the use of fake blood in classic horror movies, or early musical influences of their band. Nothing major, just as comfortable a topic of conversation as Doom Patrol and Metallica. Everyday stuff, really. Nothing to pay too much attention to. One year ago, Frank would have cried if you'd asked him about surviving the zombie apocalypse. Cried, and clutched at G and Ray in the back lounge of the tour bus, and held his cell phone tighter. Maybe he would have tried calling Jamia again, even though there'd been no answer to any of his calls in the last few days. Even though his mom hadn't answered her phone in weeks. She would have tried to take the phone away before Frank really got going. Ray would have wrapped Frank up in his arms and held on till the sobbing ended. His answer would have been something like, "How the fuck is this happening? How the fuck did this happen?" And the conversation would have ended with G trying to call Mikey's number over and over again. Frank would have looked out the window over Ray's shoulder, seen the other vehicles stranded in the middle of the road to who knows where, in Belgium or Norway or Finland or something, and wished they'd never left Mikey behind on his honeymoon. Earth-shattering stuff, really. Too much uncertainty and grief to pay much attention to anything else. Two weeks ago, Frank would have shrugged if you'd asked him about surviving the zombie apocalypse. Shrugged, and adjusted his holster across his shoulders, scanned his surroundings for Ray's distinct silhouette. Maybe he would have told you to keep away from the big-box discount stores like Tesco and Walmart, Asda and IKEA, because even though they mostly still had everything boxed up in stock from those last deliveries before, they also had enough dark corners and possible death to make the risk not worth it. Ray would have come up behind him, quietly and with a tension in his shoulders that never came from playing guitar, and Frank would lean back against Ray's front without even needing to look. His answer probably would have been something like, "Keep your eyes sharp. Don't get too close. Try to get your hands on long-range stuff, like flamethrowers and grenades if you can. Do what you've got to see the sunrise." And the conversation would have moved on to how low their stock of munitions had dropped, where the nearest camp was that wouldn't shoot them on sight. They don't play anywhere but here anymore. Not since G. And they don't talk about Night of the Living Dead or the Black Parade anymore, either. They've been trapped overseas since the planes went down for quarantine. And it's no good speculating or hoping when there's no way to confirm anything. Survival-oriented stuff only, really. Not much attention left to devote to anything else. One week ago, Frank wouldn't have said anything if you'd asked him about surviving the zombie apocalypse. Neither would Ray. Frank's head would have been resting on Ray's shoulder, Ray's arm flung out across Frank's chest. But not much left to say, really. You need a brain and a heart and a lower jaw to make words, after all. The end.
When the sun runs out and there's no one to save you.
Author's notes. The story was written off a prompt from CM that read, Frank Ray. The thing about Ray is that he hugs like everything's going to be okay, even when the world's falling down. Somehow I went from hugs to the zombie apocalypse. Title is from the quote. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang or a whimper, but with zombies breaking down the back door. Amanda Hawking, Hollowland. Yeah.